Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Coming now, buddy. We on our horse all day long. Let's just kick this butt all day long.
Pick it up. Don't stop. Pick it up. Let's go.
Get after the ball. Tattoo somebody.
Regulator, mount up. We're coming.
The champ is here.
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBreeze and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Champs of Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright, and with me, as always, is Todd DeVries. And if you are listening to this show live, give us a call at 508-298-0398, or if you're listening to it on demand via the podcast, you can send us a tweet at FFChamps, and we'd be happy to help you with your fantasy football questions. We are in the business of helping you win your fantasy leagues, so why not give us a call? Why not send us a tweet? Todd, before we get into some of the Week 2 stuff, before we look ahead to Week 3, I think it's only right if we pay respects to Steve Sable, who passed away earlier today at the age of 69.
Absolutely, Bill. Sad news. I mean, this is a man who really shaped the way we watched football over the years. And for some of the younger guys that might be listening to this show, I mean, you really need to go back and look at the history of this man and his father, Ed, and how they started NFL Films. And Bill, I mean, just innovations after innovations after innovations. Really good stuff. I'm sure if you watch the NFL Network in the coming days, they'll probably re-air some of the biographies on the Sable family, which is really good stuff. I highly recommend it. A sad day for the NFL, but unfortunately, he had been battling cancer for over a year now. We kind of saw this day coming, but just a sad day. He's just a really likable guy. And Bill, you know, one of our partners in crime in the Football Nation family is Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts, and he wrote a great piece on Steve Sable today and his meeting with Steve in Steve's office. So you might want to check that out. You can find that on coldhardfootballfacts.com. I'm sure Kerry will be talking about Steve on his show tomorrow from 4 to 6 right here on Patriots.com.
Yeah, and Kerry definitely has a unique perspective considering he met the guy. He went to his office, as you mentioned. So definitely worth something checking out. Where did you say you can find that? ColdHardFootballFacts.com, right?
Absolutely, yep.
All right, Todd. So Week 2 is in the books. We're moving on to Week 3. Hopefully everyone out there is 2-0 in their fantasy football leagues. Maybe some of you are 1-1.
I'm 2-0.
2-0, baby. 2-0, living strong. But even if you are 0-2, now is not the time to panic. Do not panic, folks. We are here to help fantasy football. You know, Todd, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It doesn't finish in Week 2. It goes all the way to Week 16. So there's still plenty of time left for all you people out there that may happen to have zero wins in that W column.
It is, but as we'll talk about in this show, Bill, and I know you're going to lay out the show for the schedule for the show here in the next couple of minutes, there are a couple players, Bill, that I am very worried about. And we talked about them, a couple of those guys, last week and said, oh, let's wait and see what happens in Week 2. Well, I saw what happened in Week 2 to some of these guys, and I am very concerned. We'll get into all that in the next 2 hours.
Yeah, the people that are concerned that you're concerned about, they're going to be listed in our chumps section. We're going to go through the champs and chumps of Week 2. We'll also look ahead to Week 3, of course. Pickups of the week, guys that you'll want to target on the waiver wire. We'll go over some bumps and bruises, the injury report that you'll want to monitor heading into Week 3. And then, plus, we got player rankings, start 'em, sit 'em. We'll be taking your telephone calls throughout the show, 508-298-0398. Also, you can email in webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And then we also have a special guest, Jason Stolberg, will join us. He's a footballnation.com writer and also does some great stuff at ffchamps.com. He's going to be taking a look at the week ahead, the Week 3 schedule, and everything that we have looking forward to there.
So, Bill, why don't we kick things off with a segment we do every week?
Yeah.
It's a nice little play on words with the website, ffchamps.com. We call this Champs and Chumps. Let's start with the quarterbacks, Bill. Who were the quarterbacks that lit it up this weekend?
You got to mention Eli Manning up front and center. 510 passing yards, Todd. 3 passing touchdowns. Now, he did have those 3 interceptions in the first half, and he ran for negative 2 yards. I guess it was that last play of the game that Tom Coughlin was so upset about. But 510 yards, if you had this guy in your squad, I'm going to put a 95% chance success rate that you won your matchup just by having Eli Manning.
Can I toot my own horn, Bill?
What do you got?
I actually have Eli and Victor Cruz.
You know Cruz is in the champ list as well. Yeah,
that's
you were
right.
Just blowing pie, guys.
Yeah, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. Of course, Eli let me down in week one. Hey, interesting side note, Bill. You know, Eli, you mentioned he threw 3 interceptions in the first half and wasn't looking too hot.
Right.
His brother does the same thing last night. How about it?
Peyton had 3 interceptions in the first quarter.
I know.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
What are we to make of
that? I didn't
know
who I was seeing out there. Was that Curtis Painter or was that Peyton Manning?
I don't know. That was very concerning. And, you know, the Falcons were showing kind of a blitz front, and then they all just dropped back, and
yeah.
He didn't recognize it. And if you watch some of those replays, man, he had some easy dump-offs he could have checked down to. Willis McGahee was standing wide open in the flat and a couple of those interceptions. So
yep.
A little bit concerning. But, hey, let's keep moving on with the champs, Bill. How about that rookie, or RG3?
Oh, man, 206 passing yards, passing touchdown, and he also ran for 82 yards, and he rushed in for 2 touchdowns. The guy's just doing an incredible job, similar to what Cam Newton did as a rookie. RG3 is taking the league by storm, and he's taking fantasy football managers by storm. If you drafted him as your quarterback 2, you better consider starting him as your quarterback 1. Now he's putting up that good of points.
You know, and Bill, I mean, you can't discount the rushing yard. You kind of just said, you know, 82 rushing yards. Think about what 82 rushing yards is in the world of fantasy football. That's, in most scoring formats, that's the equivalent of, you know, what? It's 8 points. So that's like 200 more passing yards.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And most, I mean, that's insane. So, you know, you got to factor in those rushing yards, which is why I know you and I were both high on RG3. From the rookie standpoint, we thought he would outperform Andrew Luck from a fantasy perspective is in the rookie year purely based on the rushing yards. I guarantee you, Bill, and you see this from Donovan McNabb, Dante Culpepper, Michael Vick, Cam Newton. You see this all the time. Their rookie year or maybe their first or second year, they rush the ball a ton because they're a little inexperienced. They roll out of the pocket. They take off a little earlier than they should. As they get a little more seasoned, you see them hanging in the pocket more over the years. So this is the year to have RG3 on your fantasy team because he's going to rush the ball quite a bit.
How about this? He was 12th in the league with 82 rushing yards. That's ahead of LeSean McCoy, ahead of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, ahead of Stephen Ridley, ahead of D'Angelo Williams. And he was playing quarterback. So if you had those guys as running back in your on your roster, RG3 was putting up some dominant numbers on week 2 as the Redskins were taking
the Rams. And you know what, Bill? Last thing on RG3 before we move on.
Yeah.
Next 2 weeks, not bad matchups, man. He's got the Bengals and the Bucks. And, you know, you just mentioned Eli Manning threw for over 500 yards against the Bucks. And the Bengals, you know, they've been roughed up a little bit. They got roughed up by Joe Flacco in the opener. So couple more weeks, man, where RG3 could continue to do some damage.
All right, love him when RG3 is. He's definitely a champ for week number 2. And then the last champ I have is Cam Newton, 253 yards on through the air, 1 touchdown. And he also ran for 71 rushing yards, and he had a rushing touchdown as well. So another good performance out of Cam Newton, another dual threat running, passing quarterback.
Yep, absolutely. Moving over to the chumps, Bill. Now, this guy, we have to go back to last Thursday night, but Jay Cutler.
Ugh.
I mean, what a stinker. I mean,
ew.
This guy, he just looked completely out of it. And he's one of those guys where he's kind of hard to root for anyway, whether you're playing fantasy or not.
Yeah, he's such a jerk.
Yeah. He really is. He's so hard to root for. He makes that, like, pouty face and all
pushing
that.
His teammates.
But, you know, this preseason, I have to admit, I liked him as like a sleeper QB2. You know what I mean? Yeah, they had Brandon Marshall, Matt Forte's a nice outlet. You know, they got some weapons there. And, you know, watching that game, it just reminded me of why I didn't draft him in most of my leagues because I just can't stand the guy.
126 passing yards, 4 interceptions, Todd. And that's just awful. Hopefully no one out there started him. I actually thought he was going to have a good game against the Packers. Alex Smith lit up the Green Bay secondary in week 1. Thought Jay Cutler can do something similar because, like you mentioned, he had Brandon Marshall. He has Matt Forte. But it was just ugly. It was ugly from the get-go for the Chicago Bears and didn't get any prettier as the game went on. Another chump I have on this week's list is Matt Schaub. 195 passing yards? Really? That's a guy that you wanted in your lineup this week? 195 passing yards.
You know, the issue with the Texans was, you remember, it was like, I don't know how many years ago it was 3 or 4 years ago, the Texans were kind of an offensive team, you know? They were throwing it around, tossing it around, kind of a fun team to watch. And then things started to shift in a big way. They became a defensive juggernaut, leaning on the running game heavily, and that's what we're seeing out of them right now. I mean, Matt Schaub, I remember, he was kind of a sexy, you know, preseason number 7-8 quarterback a few years ago, you know? Yeah. But he was just throwing all his passes to Andre Johnson. Not so much anymore. He's more of a game manager, which is fine. I mean, that's great for winning ball games. Not so great for fantasy football. He'll have his moments this year, Bill, but if you've got Matt Schaub, I mean, it's going to be hard to figure out when to play him. Do you know what I mean? And hopefully you don't have to rely on him.
All right, that's enough of the chumps. Let's go to the RB, running back champs. Got to start off with C.J. Spiller, right? I mean, the guy's on fire.
Number one, I mean, he's the number one running back in fantasy football right now.
Yes, he is. Yes, he absolutely is.
And, you know, I just hope to God that everyone listening out there handcuffed him to Fred Jackson, because, you know, if you didn't, you are kicking yourself right now. I mean, the guy, 123 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, another 47 receiving yards for Spiller last week, Bill.
Yeah, he's just doing a great job. And Todd, like you mentioned, we say it all the time, and we practice what we preach. If you drafted Fred Jackson, you have to handcuff C.J. Spiller to him, because as we saw last year, when Jackson went down with that broken leg, C.J. Spiller, the final 6 weeks of the season, was absolutely dominant. He was the reason a lot of teams out there won their championships. And all of a sudden, week one of the 2012 season, we see the same thing happen. 169 yards against the Jets in week one. 129 rushing yards against the Chiefs, as you just mentioned, in week two. Dominant performance from C.J. Spiller. I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. If you have him on your team, pat yourself on the back because you did a great job on draft day.
I totally agree. And if you go back to the preseason, Bill, I think you probably have to agree. Ben Tate, Arian Foster's handcuff, and C.J. Spiller were probably the two top handcuffs to really target.
Michael Bush and Matt Forte, that one already panning out as well.
There's another one. That's another good one. I don't know, but on my list, I actually had Spiller a little bit above Bush, only because he's such an every-down back if he had the opportunity. So there you go. How about that rookie Trent Richardson, Bill? He showed up in week number two, having his first big impact game, 109 rushing yards, a rushing touchdown. Kind of, he had, 36 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. He had a completely unnecessary flip into the end zone. What more can you ask for?
You know what?
What was that?
Good for Trent, too. He's only a rookie, second week in the NFL, and he had a dominant performance against the Bengals. People were writing him off in week one just because he didn't play in the preseason because he had that knee scope. But I'm happy for Trent Richardson. I liked him coming out of college. You liked him even more throughout his college career, and now we see why the Browns made all those moves to get him in the top five of the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's good to see him make an impact right away. Another guy, Bill, and this is a guy that I still think he's a little bit of fool's gold, but Reggie Bush exploded on Sunday. 172 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, video game-like runs, Bill.
I was going up against him in 2 leagues, and I don't like admitting when I lost, but I lost both of those leagues because he was just so – he put up so many points. He put up so many points. You know, I do projections for each of my matchups. And when I'm doing the projections, I say, all right, Reggie Bush, you know, he can have 15, at most 25 points on a really good day. He ended up with like 35, 40 points. You know, when those games, when they come out of nowhere like that, you can't do anything but just, you know, watch the highlights and kind of enjoy what he did.
He's just a maddening player to own. I owned him last year. You know, he goes off 1 week and then does nothing the next. He just drives me insane. So be careful with him. Don't get your expectations up. Bill, I know a lot of managers out there actually had him on their bench going into that game. So, you know what's going to happen. They're going to slam him in their lineup for next week, and we'll see what happens.
You guys are breaking my heart.
What do you got?
Because I have him, and he carried me to victory.
All right.
He carried me to the – I think I had the highest point total in the 5-year history of our league.
Ooh, nice.
Who else did you have?
Hakeem Nicks, who went nuts. And then I forget who else I had. But I had 185 points, and it was like by far – and I was ahead by over 100 going into the game last night. I think I won by like 90-something.
We like, I mean,
Bill,
that kind of stuff.
I'm looking at his stats from last year, Reggie Bush, and he had a 200-yard game last year, late in the year. So he had a 27-point fantasy explosion and a 20-point explosion earlier in the year.
Right.
Those are the two times he hit over 20 fantasy points. So you know
he fell off.
And you guys, I know you're worried too about him getting dinged up because he has a tendency to get injured.
He does.
So that's another thing we have to pay attention to.
And you know that's why they drafted Lamar Miller out of Miami, and Miller had a really good game too on Sunday.
Yep. And Daniel Thomas is still, you know, he's injured with a concussion right now, but he's another guy you got to keep an eye on later in the season when he gets back to form. So, you know, again, Reggie Bush, Bill, I mean, I'd be comfortable with him in the flex, you know, something like that as an RB3, maybe on a week-to-week basis, especially if in a PPR league.
Yeah.
But I'm not all in with Reggie Bush for like a season long of domination like we saw on Sunday.
Right. I agree with that. Actually, I think he may be in the sell high segment that we're going to do when we're focusing on trades a little later. Yeah.
He should be. Yep. Yeah. Totally agree. Yep. All right. Let's go to the running back chumps, Bill. There's two big dogs to talk about.
Let's make this one quick. Let's make this one quick because I have a feeling that we're going to focus a lot on them throughout the rest of the show.
You know, all right, well, let's go with him. You can guess him, right? CJ2K, Chris Johnson.
Yeah, I refuse to call him CJ2K anymore, by the way.
Well, CJ, what is
no
it?
K. CJ no, no K. K. Yeah.
CJ no K.
Because he's not rushing for over 1,000 yards.
No, 17 rushing yards.
Pitiful.
You know what? I actually did a little research here. Guess where he ranks amongst running backs in fantasy points production?
89th.
Yeah.
Was that right?
No, but it's close. Oh. 48th.
Oh, 48th.
48th.
You were way off.
Yeah, I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, he's pathetic right now.
And like you said, we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about him a lot the rest of the show. Yeah. The other guy, Darren McFadden, surprising, Bill, you know, against the Dolphins, 22 rushing yards? Really? Yeah,
I don't know how he can go from 13 receptions in week one to 2 receptions in week two. He is their only offensive playmaker, and they just didn't get him the ball, plain and simple. Now, don't take anything away from the Dolphins' defense. Their rush defense is actually pretty good. And they saw this zone blocking scheme 2 weeks in a row because they saw it with the Houston Texans in week one, and then they got the Raiders in week two. But if Darren McFadden doesn't start putting up points, there's no excuse for him to be healthy and performing and underperforming. You know, it's fine. The thing about McFadden is he's always injured, and, you know, that's why he doesn't put up a lot of numbers. But right now he's healthy, so he better start putting up the friggin' numbers because, you believe it or not, sooner or later he's going to be banged up and we're not going to be able to see him on the field anymore.
I agree. I mean, Bill, he has 26 rushes on the air for 54 yards, two yards a carry.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just awful. Let's move on to some brighter things, Bill. How about the wide receiver champs? Let's blow through these wide receiver champs.
Okay.
Two of them are Giants, and one's a Chief. Hakeem Nicks, 199 yards receiving.
Ridiculous.
And he's kind of not even 100%.
It's absurd. Listen, if you have Hakeem Nicks on your team, don't worry about him not practicing all week. He didn't practice all of last week. Fine on Sunday, 199 yards and a touchdown. Just get used to the fact that he's not going to be practicing all week. Don't let it deter you from putting him into your lineup because he'll be fine on game day.
Another guy, his teammate, Victor Cruz, 179 receiving yards, had the 80-yard touchdown bomb, which I loved. I had Victor Cruz on two of my teams. So I was really loving that. And they have a quick turnaround. You mentioned Hakeem Nicks still banged up.
Right.
You know, they got to play Thursday night against the Panthers, so something to keep an eye on there.
When your quarterback is thrown for 510 yards, you best believe that the two starting wide receivers are going to be on the champs list that week.
That's correct.
What happened here with the Giants.
Other guy, Dwayne Bowe, Bill, he looked pretty decent against the Bills this week. He was pretty much the only Chief that looked decent against the Bills.
Yeah.
102 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns. Wasn't that a lot of that in mop-up duty?
Hey, I don't care when it comes, as long as it comes eventually. Trash time, mop-up duty, call it what you want. He still put up fantasy points for a lot of people out there, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
There you go. Moving over to the wide receiver chumps, Andre Johnson and Brandon Marshall. Two big names. Neither of them were able to crack 25 yards receiving.
Well, I don't know what happened with that Jay Cutler situation. He looked awful, and therefore his wide receiver, Brandon Marshall, looked awful. Now, Marshall did drop some pretty good passes that he could have scored a touchdown on one of them. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. He finished with 24 yards. Pitiful. Pitiful performance from Brandon Marshall. And
well,
didn't do anything better.
No, he didn't. And one more note on Brandon Marshall. He went from 15 targets in week one to 5 targets.
Cutler was under pressure all day.
I agree. But
yeah.
But they were also behind all day.
Yeah,
only five
right.
targets? I mean,
he's got to get the ball more.
Yeah, it's probably an anomaly. You know, I expect those targets to be up there. I mean, he should be one of the more targeted receivers in the entire league by the end of the season, you would think.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Marshall is going to be fine, just
He'll
fine.
Be all right.
People, don't panic. It was just—it was tough pill to swallow because everyone was watching him on Thursday night, and then all of a sudden you have 4 points from Brandon Marshall when you were expecting 15 heading into the weekend. That's what kind of stung people, you know, rubbed people the wrong way.
Well, here's another guy you mentioned him, Andre Johnson. He only had 4 targets against the Jags. Now they didn't have to do much to beat the Jags. They could just show up and beat the Jags, but still, 4 targets, 3 receptions, 21 yards. That ain't getting it done, Bill.
Yeah, you're noticing a trend here. If your quarterback was a chump, your wide receiver was a chump. We said Cutler and Matt Schaub. Who we have at wide receiver? Andre Johnson and Brandon Marshall. Makes total sense. In order for the wide receiver to be a champ, their quarterback needs to be a champ.
That is usually the way it works, absolutely.
How about that analysis?
There you go. You can't get that anywhere else.
No. All right, Todd, we got to take a quick break here. I see a couple guys are calling in, 508-298-0398, Rich in West Virginia, Terry in Georgia. We see you guys. We're going to get you after the break. But you can also email in webradio@patriots.com. Bill and Todd hanging out, fantasy football champs right here, patriots.com radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have a question about fantasy football? Give the fantasy football champs a call at 508-298-0398.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds are 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench pressed 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me. Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
All right, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Todd here, helping you guys win your fantasy football matchups for Week 3. And Todd, we have Rich in West Virginia on the line. Rich, thanks for calling in. I believe you also emailed in. You sent us your roster. Thanks for doing that. You got a trade going on here? What's happening?
Yeah, man. Well, basically, you know, I followed your 10th commandment, which were awesome.
Okay. Excellent. And, great. Thank you.
And I watched other people not follow your 10th commandment because they didn't know.
Okay.
And so I picked up other people's handcuffs.
Good.
So I have C.J. Spiller, and yep. I have Rogers.
Nice. Yep.
And so I have two different teams. One team wants Spiller, and the other team wants Rogers now that Michael Turner got injured.
But he got arrested.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yeah, he got the DUI.
Yeah.
So now I'm not too sure. I mean, I have a pretty solid team, but I'm not too sure if I should do this. Should I do the trade? And I'm not even too sure who I need to pick up on my roster.
Well, who are they willing to offer up for either of these players?
All right, well, for Jacquizz Rodgers, been there, rate that. He is basically offering me, like, any one of his wide receivers.
But he's any one smart. Of his wide receivers?
Who does he have?
Yeah, but...
All right, Todd, let me tell you first, let's go over Rich's team, Todd.
Okay.
He's got a dominant roster, Rich. You did an excellent job on draft day. Ready? He's got Matt Ryan, LeSean McCoy, C.J. Spiller, wide receivers, A.J. Green, Reggie Wayne, Antonio Brown, plus he has Gronk, who we all know runs on Duncan, at the tight end spot, all right? So I really can't see any holes in that lineup, that starting lineup.
Okay,
then on his bench, he's got Doug Martin, he's got Jacquizz Rodgers, he's got Michael Crabtree, and Jacob Tammy. So if anything, I'd say he may be looking for like a third or fourth wide receiver. But with C.J. Spiller, McCoy, Doug Martin, he doesn't really need a running back.
Who's his backup quarterback?
Who is your backup? He doesn't have one.
Matt
Schaub. Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this guy, is this an 8-team league or something? I mean, you're a dominating roster.
It's a 10-team league, but what happened is, like, I'm with a lot of guys who don't know fantasy too well, and your commandment wait on your quarterback,
yeah.
What I did. And I picked up Matt Ryan way late, and so I was able to just pick up players.
Yep.
Pick up players.
And let's admit it.
My quarterback.
Right, and let's admit it. You got a little lucky with Spiller. You know, you weren't expecting him to be the number one running back at this point. So,
but
good
he should
job,
have had
man.
Doug Martin, who's a top 10 back right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you what, man. Quiz Rogers, do not get rid of Quiz Rogers unless you get some nice value for him right now. I mean, just for everyone out there. I'm telling you, Bill, Burner Turner, forget the DUI thing. Even before that, did you watch him in that game last night?
He averaged 2.4 yards a carry.
He's on the decline, obviously. We kind of sensed that before the season. Quiz is going to fit this new offense a little bit better. I like Quiz down the line. Now, that doesn't mean don't trade him in this particular case, in Rich's case. Rich, we got to know, though. Okay, C.J. Spiller, I wouldn't trade him right now.
No,
Bill,
me
you
either.
Agree?
No, okay. Absolutely not.
Quiz Rogers is really intriguing out there. It just depends on what you're willing to get for him. But, you know, again, you're in the standpoint here where you've got luxury. Like, you're in a position of power here, man. So,
yeah. Oh, I am.
You should be calling the shots.
I'm looking at either, you know, what he's got for wide receivers is Andre Johnson, Julio Jones, Mike Wallace, and DeSean Jackson. So,
yeah.
I could probably work something out like that.
I personally would not take Julio Jones only because you have Matt Ryan already, and there will be some games where they only score 10 points, and then you're going to be screwed. Your wide receivers are good enough now where you don't need that all-in combo. That being said, I would happily take Mike Wallace. Oh, you have Antonio Brown already. I was going to say take Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
I really don't know if you need to make a trade.
Well,
your team's that good.
Don't do it.
No, I think that, I mean, Bill, unless he wants to, like, dump Quiz and Crabtree and get, you know, upgrade that fourth wide receiver with one of those other guys.
Yeah.
I don't really see the need for it either. I mean, you're sitting on top of the mountain here, buddy.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Hey, don't trade CJ Spiller. I'm looking at the guy that has Michael Turner in your league. I mean, you don't want Mike Wallace because you have Antonio Brown. I don't like putting all my eggs in one basket. That's the only thing about the Matt Ryan, Julio Jones thing. Todd, do you agree with me there?
It depends on the league, on the format and everything. I mean, I have Victor Cruz and Eli Manning in one league. And the difference there, Bill, is in that league, you actually get weekly. There's like a weekly prize for like the highest score. So in that league, like I won the highest, you know, there's a reason why you want to have like those huge weeks. So usually I want to diversify. So right now I'm looking at your lineup. It's completely diversified. It looks good. You have depth. Other than your backup quarterback, I don't like Schaub at all. But other than that, you've got depth everywhere else, man.
And I messed up with Schaub too. Your other rule, which I didn't follow, was start your starters. So week one, instead of me starting Matt Ryan, I was like, oh, I'm going to play the matchup. And I started Schaub, and, you know, I lost out on all those week one points. But I still won. But that was a mess up on my point.
Here's the perfect example of why I don't like the quarterback to wide receiver combo. In week one, Eli Manning and Victor Cruz they probably maybe got you 25 combined points.
Yeah,
they killed me. In week two, they probably got you 65 combined points. So there's going to be some weeks where they're awesome, and there's going to be some weeks where they're terrible. That's why I kind of stay away from that quarterback to wide receiver combo. Matt Ryan had a great game last night. You know what? Julio Jones got shut down. Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez had the big day. So stick with Matt Ryan. I wouldn't make a trade for Julio Jones at this point. I think he's going to be a top five receiver this year. But since you have Matt Ryan, I just don't know if I would make a move. Your team's stacked, man. Your team is really stacked.
All right. Hey, how you guys feeling about Scott Chandler? This is for a different league.
I like Scott Chandler this week. You know, now that Stevie Johnson is looking solid, is looking consistent every week, and they lost who the heck did they lose? Donald. Oh God, it's gonna kill me, Todd. They lost their second wide receiver. His name is escaping me right now. I just moved him down our rankings too. But he's out for the year. I think Chandler's gonna be a consistent option in that for the Buffalo Bills each and every week.
So I can pick him up on waiver claims. So that's what I was looking at.
Scott Chandler, what about Dennis Pitta? Is he out there?
He's out there, but I'm not a huge fan of Flacco.
I don't know, man. No tight end in the league has more targets than Dennis Pitta right now. Brent Celek, Martellus Bennett, and Dennis Pitta in that order for me above Scott Chandler.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem.
All right. Later.
So there you go, Bill. There's a guy that follows
a solid
the team. Yeah. There's a guy that follows the Ten Commandments for winning at fantasy football, which is one of the pillars of FFChamps.com. It's we had a lot of fun with that in the preseason show. So, you know, he followed it. He waited on his quarterback. He handcuffed. He actually stole some handcuffs from some other players. It's paying off a Spiller.
All right, Todd. We got a lot of phone calls today. I'm loving it. The number is 508-298-0398. Let's go to Terry in Georgia. What's going on, Terry? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a trade that was offered to me. I would give up Doug Martin and receive Chris Johnson in return. And if I need to give my team, I can real quickly.
So you'd be trading Doug Martin for Chris Johnson. You're getting Chris Johnson.
Correct.
No.
No.
I'm not doing it, man. Nope. No way.
That was my gut feeling. Dude, this guy seems like a diamond all the way around. I mean, he takes passes, he runs. So,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do it for a variety of reasons. Number one, Bill and I have been very high on Doug Martin in the preseason, and he's done nothing to disappoint us yet, Bill. I mean, he's looked really solid, and he's just getting warmed up.
Yep.
So I like him. I love the offense that Greg Schiano is going to run, which is going to be very run heavy. And so I love Doug Martin from that perspective. Number one, so if you're going to trade him, you better be getting someone pretty good in return, and right now Chris Johnson is not good at all.
No.
I mean, I have him on one of my rosters, and you know, obviously kicking myself at this point. You never know, he could turn it around, Bill, but right now it just looks awful.
Terry, we do these things called the rest of the way rankings at ffchamps.com, and what it is basically is if I had a draft today, even though it's midway into week three or going into week three, if I had a draft today, it's basically like a cheat sheet for in season. Right now I have Doug Martin at 12, and I have Chris Johnson all the way at 19. Chris Johnson will continue to fall like a rock if he puts up these crappy numbers, which there's no signs of him stopping breaking the trend of him putting up bad performances.
There's no signs of life right now.
So he's going to continue to drop down the rest of the way rankings. Doug Martin's continuing to go up.
I mean, seriously, what is there to hang your hat on right now with Chris Johnson? There's nothing, right?
The only thing he has going for him is there's no other running back there. He's not in a committee, but his offensive line is not playing well. His quarterback's not playing well. The Titans look like a disaster right now. I have a feeling that head coach might get fired midway through the season. It's not looking good right now for CJ Noke.
Terry, Doug Martin through two games is fourth in the NFL in rushing attempts. So he's got the makings of being a workhorse running back. And let's not forget, when Greg Schiano was the coach at Rutgers, he had a guy there by the name of Ray Rice. And
you might have heard of him.
Yeah. He ran Ray Rice to death. And don't be surprised if he does something similar with Doug Martin as the year goes on. Again, number one in rushing attempts, Arian Foster. Number two, Marshawn Lynch. Number three, LeSean McCoy. Number four, Doug Martin. Keep Doug Martin. Leave CJ Noke with your opponent.
Any other questions before we let you go, Terry?
Yeah, David Wilson, hang on to him or let him go for one of the hot waiver wire.
This is a great question. I'm glad you asked this. Bill,
you redeemed yourself here. You redeemed yourself with this one, Terry.
This is a great question. Bill, you and I were really high on David Wilson. He looked fantastic in the preseason.
Yeah.
Home opener against the Cowboys, one of his first touches. He fumbles the ball, and he's been pretty much MIA ever since. What's going to happen? What is Tom Coughlin doing? Andre Brown is on the scene. Ahmad Bradshaw's hurt. What the heck is going on with the Giants running backs, Bill?
You know, Tom Coughlin does not like it when you put the ball on the ground, and David Wilson did that, as you mentioned, in week one. So the result was when Ahmad Bradshaw got hurt in week two, Andre Brown came in, ran for 71 yards and a touchdown, picked up 19 yards on two receptions. Todd, we did the math before the show. That was like something like 6 yards per touch.
Yep.
Now that we're on a short week, we think Ahmad Bradshaw is not going to be healthy enough to play in week three against the Panthers on Thursday night. I think it's going to be Andre Brown getting the bulk of the carries for the New York Giants. Do I think you pick up David Wilson, or do I think David Wilson's already on your squad? Do you stay with David Wilson? I think you do. It's only 2 weeks. The guy's still a rookie. But if you have the chance to pick up Andre Brown, I'd have no problem seeing you have both of those guys on your roster, at least until we see how it all pans out now that Bradshaw is going to be hurt for a little bit.
I don't think I have space for him, though, on my roster. I did a fairly good job of drafting. I'm also FF Champs member, too, and I followed the rule of waiting on a quarterback, and I waited and got Eli, and I was able to stack my roster pretty well. So I don't think I have room for him anywhere else.
Backup tight end. Do you have two defenses?
I have Kyle Rudolph and Jacob Tammy.
No, you want to keep both of those guys, play the best matchup. Who's your, fifth wide receiver?
On my bench, I have Eric Decker, Kenny Britt, Jacquizz Rodgers, Peyton Hillis, and Robert Griffin III. That's my bench.
No, you can't drop anyone for Brown yet. Your bench, your team's too good. You don't need
Brown. What if he drops David Wilson for Brown?
If he drops David Wilson to get him, I can go along with that.
If. I can go. You know, that's a big if. And I know ultimately I'd make that decision, but I guess I'm just going to take a wait and see right now. We'll see.
There you go.
All right. Sounds good. Terry, we appreciate your call. Todd, we got a lot of callers today. I love it. Love all the callers today on Patriots.com Radio. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. Again, the number is 508-298-0398. Let's go to Justin in Massachusetts. What's up, Justin? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, man. What do you got?
I have a couple of questions. My first main one is I have Aaron Hernandez, and of course you're going to be out for a while. And
right.
Now my backup tight end is Kyle Rudolph. Would I chance starting him each week or look for a tight end right away on the waivers tomorrow?
Well, Bill, Kyle Rudolph has been a pleasant, I wouldn't say a surprise. He was kind of one of our kind of sleeper tight ends heading into the season, and he's looked pretty solid thus far.
5 for 67 in week 1, 3 for 35 and a touchdown in week 2.
Those are
fine numbers for a tight end position. I have him in the top 10. Again, I'm going to be mentioning these rest of the way rankings throughout the entire show because this is really when it starts to help fantasy managers when they're looking at the waiver wire, when they're looking to make trades. So that's why we have these great rankings for the rest of the way, the ROTW rankings at ffchamps.com. Right now I have Rudolph at number 9. That's inside the top 10. Some guys that you may want to pick up this week, Brent Celek, just outside the top 10.
I was thinking at number 11. About him. That's right.
Yeah, I like Celek, but I mean, I think Rudolph can do just fine. I wouldn't be panicking just because you lost Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, no, no. Because, yeah, right now I have two defenses right now. I was going to drop the Cincinnati Bengals in my extra defense and pick up probably Celek for the stretch run. Well, like for right now until Hernandez comes back and just play the matchup with Rudolph soon.
Absolutely. Go for it.
And my second question is, I have some people on the bench and not really doing anything. One of them is Ryan Williams. Another one is Ruben Randall and Leonard Hankerson.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend me dropping one of those guys for either Andre Brown, Brian Hartline, or Donnie Avery, and then maybe putting Chris Johnson on the bench if I get Andre Brown?
I'm not prepared to put in Andre Brown over Chris Johnson just yet.
Okay.
I don't make those kind of dramatic moves, but I'm very close to making that kind of move.
Yeah, very close.
Chris Johnson is pushing me to the edge.
He's begging you to make that move.
Yes,
Chris Johnson is trying to lure us in to make that move.
But to answer your question, Justin, I would absolutely go after Brian Hartline or Donnie Avery, and I would absolutely go after Andre Brown. Feel free to drop Ruben Randall.
Yes.
And I forget your other one.
Hankerson.
Hankerson this weekend, I think.
Yeah, he did.
I would leave Hankerson. Maybe drop Ryan Williams. He looked like garbage. He fumbled against the Patriots. I don't know if he's going to be getting the ball a whole lot anymore.
Yeah, I mean, with Hankerson, guys, I mean, he only had 3 targets, 2 receptions, 68 yards. Got that long one. I think he might have seen some time due to Pierre Garçon being out, Bill.
So what do you think? Should he drop Hankerson or Williams?
Honestly, I would drop Hankerson over Williams.
Yeah, never know. You know what? The running back, they're hard to come by. I mean, Williams only has 22 yards in 2 games, but there could be some games where he's got a pretty nice schedule coming up. I would hold on to him, and like Todd said, go drop Hankerson. Drop Hankerson and Ruben Randall.
Well, actually, I would drop Randall over Hankerson, but, you know, I would.
I think you should drop both of those guys, and so you can pick up Brown, and you can pick up Avery or Hartline. Yeah.
Agreed.
Exactly.
All right, Justin,
we appreciate
your call.
All right, thank you.
Todd, let's take one more caller before the break. Let's go to Jeff in Bristol. Jeff, welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
You got it.
Let's go, man. What you got?
All right, so 2 things I'm trying to kind of work around right now is I'm trying to decide, you know, which player, mainly what position to start in my flex, either wide receiver or running back. And then Jaquizz Rodgers is available, and I'm trying to figure out if I should pick him up, and if I do, who do I drop on my bench in order to grab him up, because I don't really have any great backup running back right now.
Okay, well, first of all, let's tackle your flex position. Who are your options for your flex this week?
Right now, in my flex right now, I have Beanie Wells. Yeah, exactly. My league's tough. Like I'm dealing with a bunch of veteran fantasy guys, so my draft wasn't amazing. But I did end up with, and I thought going to make me a genius on the year, but not so much right now, the Gronk and Aaron Hernandez combo. So Hernandez was in my flex.
Okay.
And now he's on my bench.
That's a tough blow there.
Yeah, so if I don't go, and I had Fred Jackson, so he's on my IR.
Oh.
Yeah, so my next 2 options for the flex is Hayward Bay and Alshon Jeffrey.
Are any of these, you know, we're going to do the waiver wire segment suggestions in probably the next 20 minutes or so. But just real quick, Andre Brown, Darrell Richardson, any of those running backs available?
Sorry, can bring that off again quick?
Yeah, Andre Brown or Darrell Richardson. Richardson plays for the Rams. And you said Jaquizz Rodgers is available too?
Yep. Yeah, Andre Brown is available. Jaquizz Rodgers is available. And what was the third one, sorry?
Darrell Richardson from the St. Louis Rams, second year back. Where is he from, Todd?
Abilene Christian.
That's right, Abilene Christian.
Yeah, he's
look up the highlights
available.
From him in college. It looks like they're filmed at a high school.
So all three are available.
I think Jaquizz Rodgers should absolutely be picked up immediately, followed by Andre Brown.
All right, and who do you drop?
Especially with all those injuries you're dealing with at the running back spot. Who do you drop? Who's your, like, 4th or 5th wide receiver?
Yeah, it's like, I guess, Alshon Jeffrey over Hayward Bay.
Yeah, hold on to Hayward Bay. You can drop Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey, 3 receptions in week 1, only 1 reception in week 2 for 7 yards.
Right. Yeah, okay. You can drop Jeffrey. And then you had a second question?
No, so that answers that. So I guess
would you move
then Brown if I grabbed him into the flex for
yes.
now?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Over Beanie Wells, yeah.
Yeah.
So in that order, you said the order was Brown, then Jaquiz, or was it the reverse? Sorry.
Bill, here's my thought on this. Yeah, Andre Brown, to me, is a better short-term option, obviously. He's seeing a lot more touches than Quiz. What's up?
Say the same thing.
Yeah. Andre Brown, I mean, you know, Bradshaw's dinged up. We're not sure if he's going to go on Thursday night. Brown got the carries the last game, so he's going to be a nice short-term play. I think Quiz is a guy you stash away.
Yeah.
You get him now, you stash him away, because I do not like what I'm seeing from Bernard Turner at all. I think that – I don't know when it's going to happen, Bill. It might happen next week. It might happen in 3 weeks. But at some point, I think Quiz Rogers is going to be a nice flex player down the line.
All right.
Jeff, let me just throw out one more name at you. Mikel LeShore, is he available from the Lions?
Mikel LeShore.
Because Pod, he can be one of those short-term and long-term options, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, he's coming is. Up.
See?
There you go.
I think Mikel LeShore is really your guy. Scott Linehan, the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, says that as soon as LeShore is back from this 2-game suspension, which is this week again on Sunday against the Titans, they're going to throw him right into the starting lineup. They're going to give him the rock a lot, and they're going to do it throughout the entire season. I think he can be the mix of Jaquiz Rogers and Andre Brown, where he's both a short-term fix and a long-term solution.
Okay, I'll definitely keep that in mind. And then lastly there is right now, I got C.J. Spiller filling in for Fred Jackson. With the output that C.J. is putting up right now, like if Fred comes back, I'm kind of mumbling here. Are they going to put him right back in, or if CJ keeps producing, you think they'll roll with him for the remainder of the year?
I think it's too early to tell right now.
You
just kind of ride it out. I mean, Fred's out for a few more weeks, right, Bill?
Yeah, and even when Fred was healthy, I think the plan all along for Chan Gailey and the Buffalo Bills was that they were going to use a rotation between Fred Jackson and CJ Spiller. Where, you know, you're lucky enough right now to not have to worry about Fred Jackson stealing any carries. But I think when they come back, it's not like C.J. Spiller is not going to get any more, you know, touches on the field. He's going to get plenty of looks, especially because he's the number one running back in the NFL right now.
Right. So when Fred Jackson comes back, you would then essentially say dump Spiller.
No.
No, that's the total opposite of what I just said.
Sorry. Well, I'm trying to understand. So...
Here's the deal. Let me break it down. Bill, you can correct me if I'm wrong. You did a great job, Jeff, in handcuffing Spiller to Fred Jackson. It saved your butt here.
Okay? Right.
So you did a really nice job of that, and now you're reaping the benefits of that. So that's great. Now, when Fred Jackson comes back, which is a few weeks away, we don't have to worry about it right now. Call us back that week, and we'll tell you what to do. But, you know, because I understand where you're coming from. What's going to happen is you might have a minor headache for a week or two because you own both of them. And you got to figure out, well, now they're both back, who's going to be the guy? So I understand what you're saying. But it's a good problem to have. We'll worry about it when that happens. Until then, enjoy C.J. Spiller, man. You have the number one NFL running back in fantasy football. So sit back and enjoy it.
Okay, cool, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. Best of luck in week 3. Todd, a lot of callers today. Love it so far. Let's keep the phone lines. They're wide open right now, 508-298-0398. And don't forget, if you're listening to the show on demand as a podcast off iTunes, you can hit us up on Twitter all day, every day, especially through Sunday, at FFChamps, and we will certainly help you with your fantasy football lineups. Kevin, you can cue up that music right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Winning made easy with FFChamps.com.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo sacks at Gerard Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
All right, a lot of callers today, Todd. We're loving all the action on the Ace Ticket Hotline. 508-298-0398 is the number to dial in. And don't forget, you can hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. We'll be answering your tweets all week for those of you that are listening to the show on demand. All right, Todd, time, second hour of the show, time to look ahead to week three. And we're going to bring in Jason Stolberg, our FF Champs and FootballNation.com writer. He does a great job every week previewing and recapping all the matchups. So, Jason, thanks for calling in. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Let's look ahead to week three. You know, last week we had on Al King, and he kind of helps you out doing these recaps and previews. So why don't you start off with the games that you think are the fantasy delights, a lot of fantasy playmakers from both teams.
One that I'm particularly looking forward to this week actually is our Thursday night game, the Giants against the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
You know, after 2 weeks, right, because of that 510-yard explosion by Manning, he's the number one QB in passing yards right now. Cam Newton ranks about eighth. And both passing defenses actually got ripped up last week, so it should make for what should be some good aerial fireworks on Thursday night. For me, Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, Martellus Bennett, Steve Smith, even Brandon LaSalle are all pretty good solid plays there. Running game, probably a little harder to predict, you know, as everyone knows who has owned Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams, and had to deal with that. Bradshaw may miss the game as well. So, you know, if you don't have to count on the running game, great, but that passing game there, that should be pretty good.
You know, Bill, I'm one of those unlucky owners who has Jonathan Stewart in one of my leagues, and You know what? The Panthers, they spread around the wealth last week. Cam Newton got a rushing touchdown. Tolbert got a rushing touchdown. D'Angelo Williams got a rushing touchdown. And my Jonathan Stewart got a touchdown. So it was kind of nice to see all of them get involved last week. You're probably not going to see a lot of huge production out of any one of those guys. But if they can spread it around a little bit like that, it's not the end of the world.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You know, I was surprised to see Tubby Tolbert getting into the end zone. A little Tub-Tub. All right, Jason, what about the Bengals-Redskins matchup? You like that one as well, right?
I do, actually. It's not one that maybe I would have picked earlier in the season when I was first making my draft. But right now, looking at how things have shaken out in the last 2 weeks, definitely Andy Dalton's showing the ability and willingness to chuck the rock down the field. You know, right now he's got the weapons, A.J. Green. Andrew Hawkins has been a pretty good free agent find out there fantasy-wise. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis has been great because he's one of the few running backs out there who gets pretty much all the carries for his team.
Yep.
Even Armon Binns has had some big catches as well. So, and the one thing about both the Redskins and the Bengals, neither one of those teams has shown the ability to stop the passing game. Look at the Amendola last week for the Rams, right? I mean, he caught, 15 passes, I think?
Yeah.
13 passes? So, Bengals ranked 30th in total defense. Redskins aren't much better at all. I think they're 23rd or 24th. So it's another game that we should give a lot of fireworks. RG3's been putting up a ton of points. We'll put up some points on the Bengals. Garcon plays. He's a good start. Alfred Morris has been good. If Garcon can't go, you could do worse than trying out Hankerson or Morgan as a flex player. So it's another one that should put up a lot of points.
Todd, what do you make of Alfred Morris so far? Through 2 weeks, he has been the bell cow for Mike Shanahan. Is that going to change here against the Bengals, or is that going to stick with the flow?
I'm going to ride it while it's hot, man. Yeah. You and I talked about this in previous shows here on Patriots.com radio. We don't trust Mike Shanahan as far as we can throw him. We don't trust him at all. But so far, so good with Alfred Morris. And, you know, I'm one of those crazy guys that I watch all the college games too, Bill. And I actually watched this guy at Florida Atlantic, if you can believe that.
They don't televise those games.
Yeah, they do.
Come on.
You can find them. And he was a workhorse for Florida Atlantic. So, we'll see what happens. 28 carries in the opener, 16 carries last week. You know, I'm going to ride it while it's hot. We'll see what happens. But until further notice, I think it's safe to start him and feel pretty good about it.
All right, moving on. Let's go to the lopsided matchups. These are games that really have a lot of fantasy superstars on one side, but then not so much for the other side. Jason, who do you have up first?
The one that I would look at for that in that particular category would be the Chiefs at the Saints. Outside of Dwayne Bowe for the Chiefs, there's not a lot you can count on there from a weekly production standpoint. Jamal Charles' knee is apparently still bothering him, so that's somebody that I wouldn't want to count on. I'd want to shelve him until he proves otherwise. McCluster had one good week. He was quiet last week. Probably he may have some catches for PPR for a little bit of PPR value in this game, but again, it's not something I would count on.
Right.
But the Saints, on the other hand, I mean, the Chiefs, they couldn't stop anybody. They haven't been able, they've been a turnstile on defense the first couple of weeks. So all your usual suspects, Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, Marcus Colston, Darren Sproles, those guys should all have pretty good games. Even Pierre Thomas, Mark Ingram, they had actually usable fantasy games last week.
Yeah,
probably going to have it again. I'd say Mark Ingram's probably a good bet to have some garbage time yards because this is a game that's probably going to get out of hand for the Chiefs. So if you got any Saints, might as well start him.
You know, I look at this matchup, Todd, and the big thing in the world of fantasy football right now is those weekly fantasy games,
right?
You know, where you have like a salary cap and you have a certain limit of what you can spend on each player.
Right.
I'm going all in with the Saints this weekend. They're 0-2 right now. They're back home at the in New Orleans. I'm going all in with the Saints this weekend. I think they're going to score 40-plus points against the Chiefs. It's going to be a total lopsided matchup. Drew Brees is going to light it up. Jimmy Graham's going to light it up. It's going to be an absolute mess for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday.
Well, they certainly do, right? You're right. This could be just what the doctor ordered to get them back on track. I mean, if you look at the Chiefs, in week one, Matt Ryan shredded them. They lost 40-24,
yeah.
Right? Week two, the Bills shred them, 35-17. So this is one of the worst defenses in the league. You got the Saints at home. The Saints are angry. They've lost a couple in a row. They need to get a win. I agree with you, man. I'm all in with the Saints this week as well.
All right, Jason, I also see that you have the Lions and the Titans on here, Jaguars and Colts as some lopsided matchups. But what about the nightmares? What games do you not want to watch if you're a fantasy football manager this weekend?
If I'm a fantasy football guy, which I have been for years, Jets-Dolphins stands out to me as a game that just could be a mess in terms of fantasy.
Ugh, yeah,
that's a bad one. I'm seeing there like a 16-10 type of a game.
We hate that. We hate that.
Good. Right, exactly. You know, Reggie Bush is the only standout I see right now on either team that you can probably count on. And even then, against the Jets, who are pretty stout against the run, if you get 70, 80 total yards and a chance of a touchdown, you're going to have to be happy with that with Bush, even though, you know, you're probably a little spoiled with what he provided last week. Outside of that, you know, you got Sean Green, who's a plotter. He gets all the carries for the most part, but he got his bell rung in the last week. We don't know what his status is. Ryan Tannehill is going up against the Jets' pass defense. That's not good. Sanchez pretty much, he could throw three touchdowns one game. He throw three interceptions, no touchdowns the next. Can't count on that guy either. So really, I'd be avoiding that game for the most part if I can.
All right, Jason, we got a big slew of big-time games in week three. We appreciate all the work you're doing. Check out Jason Stolberg's previews and recaps at footballnation.com and at ffchamps.com. Jason, best of luck to you in week three, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Bill, Jason's one of those guys. He breaks down these games on the website like nobody's business. I envision him like in a man cave, right?
Yeah.
With like a stack of like preseason magazines, and then he's got like his computer, and he's got like three televisions in front of him.
A big magnifying glass looking at the stats that no one knows about.
Yeah. I mean, really, I read his previews, and they're sick how in-depth he gets. We don't give him enough time on the air. We don't have that much time. But if you want to see the breakdowns, man, that guy does it like nobody else.
I agree. Love his stuff. You can check him out at fantasyfootballchamps.com, ffchamps.com, and also footballnation.com. Todd, we were previewing it through the whole show. I think this week we have a lot of people that need help on the waiver wire. What do you say we kind of go through some of the players that you'll want to pick up this week to kind of, you know, help your roster, boost your roster a little bit?
All right, man. Well, hey, why don't we start at the quarterback position? Sam Bradford. We've kind of been waiting, Bill, for Sam Bradford to break through in the world of fantasy. He's shown us glimpses of life over the past year or so, but he's never been able to sustain fantasy stardom. What are you to make of him? Last week, he throws for 310 yards, three scores. What's your take on Bradford?
I think you pick him up, and I think you pick him up as a bye week filler. Check when your quarterback is on a bye. When your starting quarterback is on a bye, check to see who Sam Bradford's playing. If it's a pretty good matchup, I think you'd be very satisfied to use Bradford as a bye week filler.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at their schedule here, Bill. You know, yeah. They're at the Bears. They got Seattle, Arizona, at Miami. So I'm not sure what to make of the Bears game this upcoming week.
I mean,
it wasn't like Aaron Rodgers ripped him apart. But yeah, Bradford, you know, I would imagine that he's probably been drafted in most deep leagues. But if he's out there, he's an interesting guy. Again, if you have a guy like Matt Schaub, I would dump him for Bradford.
Yeah. This is going to sound crazy. But looking ahead to week 14, 15, and 16, the fantasy football playoffs, that's tend to be the time when the guys like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and the Drew Breeses and the guys that are be locked into the playoffs –
yeah.
That's kind of when you start to see him get pulled from games early, and they may not go 100% with the amount of passing attempts they have. Sam Bradford, during the fantasy football playoffs, takes on the Buffalo Bills, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I may stash him on my roster now just to use him when I know I'm going to be in the playoffs week 14.
Yeah,
is that thinking ahead or what?
That's thinking ahead. But again, if you need a backup, I mean, one of our callers earlier, I think it might have been Terry.
You know,
he had Matt Schaub as his backup. Actually, it was Rich. Matt Schaub as his backup. I would, you know, upgrade with Sam Bradford. Another guy, Bill, that I'd be surprised if he's out there in a lot of deep leagues, but he may be, and that's Andy Dalton from the Bengals.
Andy Dalton from the Bengals look pretty good. He's got some really good weapons. A.J. Green, Andrew Hawkins, Armond Binns, all producing in that passing game for him. And then he has a solid running back behind him, but Jarvis Green-Ellis. I'm liking Andy Dalton a lot. 351 yards and 2 touchdowns last week.
I don't think he'll be available in many leagues, though. I mean, the leagues I played in, he's been snatched up on draft day. But if he's out there, go grab him. If you're in a league that has small rosters, he might be available.
Totally.
Moving over to the running backs, we've already talked about this guy, Andre Brown, the Giants running back du jour from North Carolina State. He came out of nowhere, Bill.
He did. Everyone thought David Wilson was going to get the ball once Ahmad Bradshaw went down. Not the case at all. Andre Brown, 13 carries for 71 yards and a touchdown in that Week 2 matchup against the Buccaneers. Giants are on a short week this week. They play against the Carolina Panthers on Thursday. Don't think Ahmad Bradshaw is going to be ready. He has that neck injury. I expect Andre Brown to get a lot of carries for the New York Giants.
Another guy we touched on earlier in the show. How about the Rams from Abilene Christian? Daryl Richardson.
Love these small school guys. Daryl Richardson did a great job filling in for Steven Jackson, who we don't know if he was benched or if he had a legit groin injury. Regardless, Richardson, 83 yards and caught 2 passes for 19 yards, did an excellent job for filling in. Actually, Jeff Fisher came out and said, Steven Jackson would have went back in the game, but Daryl Richardson was playing so well, we left him in.
He's a guy that, another guy, just came out of nowhere. I think it was a 7th-round draft pick.
Oh, like so, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, well, he's making some relevant in the fantasy world right now. He's definitely relevant. How about some of the Jets, Bill? We talked about Sean Green being dinged up. We've got Joe McKnight, Bilal Powell. Who do you like there, if any, of those Jets possibilities?
I think Powell resembles Sean Green's running style, more of a power back, can break through tackles. Joe McKnight is kind of like, you know, the receiver out of the backfield that's fast, speedy, and shifty, has a lot of agility. I think if anyone's going to fill in for Sean Green near the goal line, it's going to be Bilal Powell. Or maybe it's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I mean, we've yet to see Tebow really make any sort of impact. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we talked about that being one of the worst fantasy games coming up when the Jets play the Dolphins. But maybe this is the game where Tebow gets a few more touches and maybe he scores a touchdown or two. Who knows what's going on there? I'm not relying on any of that stuff with Tebow. No. But, hey, this guy might be the gem, Bill. Mikel LeShore from the Lions. Okay. Most managers that are out there in the world of fantasy football, they look at the stats to find their waiver wire gems for that week, right?
Right.
Well, there are no stats for LeShore because he's been suspended.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there will be leagues where he is overlooked because he hasn't hit the stat line yet.
Right.
And, you know, if that's the case, grab him because I think he has more upside than any of these other guys we're talking about. As you mentioned to the caller earlier, Bill, I mean, he's got short-term and long-term potential. Now, he's a definite boom-bust type guy, so don't get your expectations up too high.
Yeah.
But at this point in the season, if he's out there, take a chance on him.
You know, he came into the league as a second-round draft pick. He ruptured his Achilles in his rookie season, didn't play at all. Now he's had that suspension the last 2 games. But Scott Linehan, the offensive coordinator for the Lions, has come out and said, we want to give LeShore the rock. We're going to give it to him early. We're going to give it to him often. Kevin Smith had a really hot hand in week 1, but he has never stayed healthy throughout his career. He's a guy that I always pass up on draft day because I just can't trust him. I think LeShore jumps right into the starting lineup. I think he's going to produce really well for fantasy managers that either drafted him late or are picking him up this week on the waiver wire.
Totally agree. Let's move over to wide receivers, Bill. We talked about them in a PPR format. Danny Amendola, if he is available, get your paws on this guy. 15 catches last week, Bill.
Yeah, Amendola was a guy that I really suggested people pick up last week. But if he's still out there, I mean, I'm going to suggest to pick him up again because he had a dominant performance in week 2.
Yep, Andrew Hawkins from the Bengals, another guy that's made an early impact, kind of surprising, out of nowhere type player.
You know, he had that big Monday night game against the Ravens with 8 or 9 receptions. Didn't have as many receptions in week 2, but he did have 56 yards and a touchdown. I'll take it for a guy that was on the bench and, as a waiver wire pickup in most leagues. Pick him up now. You know, Andy Dalton needs a second guy to throw to other than A.J. Green. I like Hawkins a lot. Really fast. He showed some really big open field playmaking skills this past weekend. I liked watching him play.
I totally agree, and, you know, I think we were thinking perhaps the rookie from Rutgers, Mohamed Sanu, might be the second wide receiver there. Doesn't look like that's the case. A totally different style of play, with Sanu's kind of a big possession guy. This guy's a playmaker, man. So he's definitely going to be a hot commodity this week. Who else do you see as being potential breakout players in week two to keep an eye on from a waiver wire perspective? A
couple other guys that had good games in week two. Donnie Avery of the Indianapolis Colts, 9 receptions, 111 yards. How about Brian Hartline from the Miami Dolphins? Hey, Ryan Tannehill needs to throw the ball to somebody. Hartline had 111 yards against the Oakland Raiders. And then Julian Edelman, a person that all the New England Patriots fans should be well aware of, has been getting a lot of playing time recently in the last 2 weeks. Now that Aaron Hernandez is out, I think Edelman could step into another wide receiver role for Tom Brady to target. And then how about Jerome Simpson? He has one more game left in his suspension for the Vikings. But Todd, like you mentioned with Mikel LeShour, he's another guy that is not going to come up on the stat line because he's been suspended for the first three games. He's going to jump right into the starting lineup as soon as he's back from this little three-game suspension he's got going on.
And if Simpson can actually do something, I mean, it actually kind of boosts Christian Ponder, his fantasy value quite a bit, because you got Percy Harvin and Kyle Rudolph as two of his weapons, right?
Right.
If Simpson can just kind of find a role, he might not be the most amazing fantasy producer, but if he can find a role there, man, Ponder's got some, you know, halfway decent weapons to distribute the ball to there, so something to keep an eye on. But I love the suspended guys, Bill, these under-the-radar suspended guys, because a lot of people aren't going to draft these guys.
Yeah.
Jerome Simpson, Mikel LeShour. But, you know, if you're doing your homework, these guys are out there on the waiver wire, snap them up, see what happens.
Yeah, why not? Remember, they're not injured. They're just stupid. So they were suspended because they're knuckleheads off the field, but there's nothing wrong with them. They weren't injured on the field, and they didn't play. So just keep that in mind. You know, they're healthy. They just haven't been on the field because they're suspended.
Yeah, that's true. Bill, any tight ends worth mentioning here?
Yeah, I got a lot of tight ends this week.
Oh, Todd. Boy.
Martellus Bennett, Kyle Rudolph, Dennis Pitta. All three of those guys should have been picked up last week. They had the hot hands in week one. Came away in week two with excellent games again. But for all you Aaron Hernandez owners out there, take a look at Brent Celek. 8 receptions, 157 yards in week two, with Jeremy Maclin injured on the Philadelphia Eagles. This could be good news for Brent Celek, because Michael Vick is going to need a new target to focus on in week three if Maclin can't play. Even if Maclin does play, I still like Celek's production a lot.
Yeah, and Celek was pretty hot at the end of the season last year. You know, he's not a guy that was drafted in a lot of leagues, but if you look at his production last year, the last three games, Bill, 22 fantasy points, 11 and 15 fantasy points. That's quality production from the tight end position, a touchdown in each of his last three games. Now, he hasn't scored yet this year, but 8 targets in week one, 11 targets last week. Nice production from Celek, and if you get bonus points for hurdling, then you're in real good shape with Mr. Celek.
Yeah, he's an athletic guy for such a big, you know.
That takes some cojones to hurdle Ed Reed with Ray Lewis bearing down on you, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
Did you see the picture? It's like, it's Ed Reed and Ray Lewis like right there in his face, and he's hurdling him.
One last tight end I want to mention is Kellen Winslow Jr. The New England Patriots signed him today, Todd, just a few hours ago. Hernandez probably, you know, he might be out 4 to 6 weeks. He might be out 3 weeks. I'm not really sure yet. I don't think anyone really knows other than the people inside the Patriots organization. But, hey, Kellen Winslow Jr., signed him today. We all know the Patriots like using that two tight end set. Winslow is a guy that bounced around with the Seahawks this offseason and, you know, really hasn't put it together up until now. Who knows what Tom Brady can help him with, kind of revive his career.
You know what? He definitely needs to be listed here, but I got to play wait and see with him. I mean, there's so many other tight end options out there that are kind of in this range that I really don't see myself taking a chance on him this week. You know, I'll play wait and see with him, and if he happens to burst out, you know, in the first week, then shame on me. But I'll be just fine with the guys that I already have.
All right, we got to take a quick break here on the Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to the Patriots.com radio. Phone lines wide open, 508-298-0398. We'll answer some emails in the next segment, plus go over our player rankings. Email at webradio@patriots.com. Todd and Bill here helping everyone with their fantasy football lineups for week three. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Have a question about fantasy football? Give the Fantasy Football Champs a call at 508-298-0398.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios Internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
All right, welcome back. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries. Before we get back to the phones, 508-298-0398 is the number to reach us at. In the last segment, we were going over our waiver wire options for the wide receivers. And I want to just clarify, if anyone didn't realize that I was talking about Julian Edelman when I said Julian Edelman, then I apologize. But I think you understood the point, that it's a guy that you'd be interested in picking up this week. Todd, does that all make sense now?
You say potato, I say patata.
I say Edelman, it doesn't really matter. The point was made that he should be picked up. And if there's another guy named Julian in the league, then, you know, there may have been confusion. But since there's not, and there's no other player on the Patriots with the last name that resembles Edelman or Edelman, I think everyone out there knew what the heck I was talking about.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
There
In
you
English,
go.
Please.
There you go. No hablo español.
There you go. Let's move on. Transition from that, Bill.
All right, let's transition right into Todd from Jacksonville, Florida. He's calling in on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. What's up?
Hey, a couple questions for you. I didn't mention to you, guy there. I'm also in the keeper league, so I have a couple who would you rather questions for you. First, okay. Is I have Mendenhall. Would you rather have to quiz for the rest of this year and for the next couple of years.
So you got, for a keeper league, you're just the keeper league, and you got Quiz Rogers and Mendenhall, and you can only keep one?
Well, I have Mendenhall. I also have Richardson, Scholes, Forte, and DMC. So I'm thinking about swapping Mendenhall for Quiz. Didn't know one of your guys' opinion on that.
Is it PPR?
PPR.
Bill, what do you think?
Go for it. Even if it wasn't PPR, Jaquiz Rogers is going to be next in line to take over for Michael Turner. The guy averaged 2.4 yards per carry last night. Go get Jaquiz Rogers. Rashad Mendenhall is not going to be back until week five, if back 100% at all this year. Go get Quiz now. Keep him for the rest of his career. You'll be very happy you did.
You know, and Quiz in college, Bill, at Oregon State, he led the country in receptions year after year as a running back. So if you're in a PPR and they put that new offense in Atlanta, I love his potential with the PPR format. So in a keeper league, I definitely would agree with you. I'd take Quiz over Mendenhall. What else you got there, Todd?
My wide receivers are in bad shape. I got Dez, Bo, Cobb, and not much out. Well, Garcon and Bolden. I'm thinking about dropping Cobb or Bolden for Amendola and LaFell.
Oh, LaFell, absolutely. Is this the same PPR league?
Yep.
And it's the same keeper format?
Yep.
Oh, go get LaFell, man. Yeah, absolutely. Go get Brandon LaFell. Todd, we both drafted him in one of the expert leagues. Actually, we didn't. We missed out on him. We were both very upset that we did not draft him in one of the expert leagues that we were doing because we knew he was going to have a really good year. Third-year wide receiver, we love those kind of wide receivers. We think it takes that long for a wide receiver to truly break out in the NFL. Brandon LaFell is a guy that you see already. Him and Cam Newton really have a lot of synergy on the field. Steve Smith is getting older, more toward the end of his career. Go after LaFell right
here's
away.
Here's what I'm going to suggest to Todd. Bill, you can disagree if you want. Okay, he's got five receivers, he mentioned. He has Dez, he's got Dwayne Bowe, he's got Randall Cobb, he's got Pierre Garcon, and he's got Bolden. Okay?
Right. Drop
Bolden. I'm dropping Bolden and Cobb.
And
to get
Cobb?
Amendola. To get Amendola? I'm going Amendola over Cobb at a PPR?
I don't know, Todd. It's a keeper league, too, don't forget.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, Randall Cobb.
That's true. Keeper, keeper.
He's in his second year, and he plays with the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, okay, keeper. I forgot the keeper element. That's important.
Yeah,
but
the caveat to the keeper is I can only keep him for 2 years.
Ah.
Not the whole career.
Yeah. Well, it changes. We're back and forth. Well, here's the deal. Bill, do you agree that he should drop Bolden for LaFell?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So Cobb and Amendola, you can argue.
Right.
I think Amendola this year definitely over Cobb. But
absolutely.
In the keeper format, it evens it up a bit. So
absolutely. Amendola over Cobb this year, 100%.
Yeah. But, Cobb, there's just too many other weapons there with Jennings, who's coming back, and you've got Jordy Nelson, and, Driver's still catching touchdown passes, for God's sake. So, that's a tough one. You know what I do, Todd? I mean, even in keeper leagues, I always keep an eye on the future, obviously. But I want to win now, baby. And if I've got the roster to win now, I'm going to take Amendola over Cobb, even if it's a keeper league. That's my opinion,
right.
Bill. You can disagree if you want. But.
No, I hear you. If you want to win now, Amendola is absolutely the right answer. And since you only keep them for 2 years anyway, I guess Randall Cobb doesn't.
And the chances of you getting both of these guys this week are very slim anyway, if the other owners in your league know what the hell's going on. So
yeah, true.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you're able to get both Amendola and LaFell after the weeks they just had in a keeper league, more power to you. So you're probably going to get one of those two guys.
Yeah. All right, Todd, we appreciate your call. The other Todd, my co-host Todd, let's answer some emails. You can hit us up at webradio@patriots.com. And again, if you're listening to the show on demand on the podcast, tweet us at FFChamps. Got a lot of people emailing in about Chris Johnson. Actually, one of the people that just emailed us, emailing all the way from Norway, didn't know they had fantasy football in Norway. Apparently they do. That's Joachim from Oslo. Where is this? Where is this place in Norway? My geography sucks.
What is it? What's
the
question?
Oslo? Oslo, Norway. Oslo? O-S-L-O?
What's his question, man?
That's where he is.
I'm pretty sure that's where Julian Edelman lives.
Yeah.
It might be. It might be. he's in an A-team league. He doesn't know if he should start Chris Johnson this week. His running backs are Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson, Frank Gordon, Jarvis Greenall, Kendall Hunter, Peyton Hillis. He needs three guys. So Peterson is playing against the San Francisco 49ers, I think you have to leave him in your lineup anyway.
I'm going to go law firm, Gore, and AP.
Yeah, perfect.
Or all day. Or
bench Chris Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, with the three he has, I'm benching Chris Johnson. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Gore looks – still looks good. I mean, again, I don't trust Gore for the season, but kind of like we said with, you know, I think it was Alfred Morris earlier. I mean, he's hot now, so ride
yeah.
him.
All right, sticking with the email, we have Mike J. emails in asking us what's going on with Stephen Hill. Breakout performance in week one, no points in week two. What happens in week three?
Come on, did we – I mean, it was the Jets put – we talked about this, Bill. Yeah. It was all over the website.
Fool's gold.
It was all over footballnation.com and ffchamps.com, all of our websites, coldhardfootballfacts.com. The whole family said it was fool's gold in week one with the Jets. Nobody believed in it. I didn't believe in it. I didn't pick up Stephen Hill. Unless I was in a keeper league, I didn't even consider him for, you know, for a waiver wire pickup. So I'm not surprised at all. Now, they have the Dolphins this week, Bill.
Yeah.
Do you think he scores a touchdown? I mean, he's not going to, you know, it's not like the Jets are going to be throwing it 50 times in this game. you always got the threat of Tim Tebow in the red zone. What do you think he does this week?
I wouldn't expect much. I think it's going to be, I think Jason Stolberg hit it right in the nail on the head, 16 to 10, something like that.
Yeah, defensive I agree. Back. I stay away from Stephen Hill.
Same emailer, Michael J., says, Cutler or Peyton Manning, terrible fantasy week in week two. Who should he start in week three? Peyton's going up against the Texans, second best defense in the league.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears are going up against, I believe, the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams. I'm going with Cutler and a bounce back. How about that? I'm confident in Cutler.
Cutler and a bounce back. All right.
Well, you know, it's a matchup thing, obviously. Peyton Manning, you know, he had his struggles the other night against the Falcons, but, I mean, against the Texans, is that who they have next week? The Texans?
Yeah,
do.
Texans.
It's in Mile High, but I don't like that at all right now.
Cut that meat!
Yeah.
I'm going with Cutler against the Rams. RG3 lit him up that last week, so Cutler's the play for me.
All right. Chris from Gmail asks, he just picked up Danny Amendola off the waiver wires. Should he start Amendola over Mike Wallace? No. Jordy Nelson, no. Vincent Jackson, should he start Mike Wallace? Should he start?
Is it PPR or is it regular?
Over Vincent Jackson, I wish I could tell you, but he sent it from his iPhone and he didn't really include a lot of details here.
Hmm. Well, I don't start him over any of those guys if it's a regular format.
Right.
You know,
I'm with you on that.
And the chances of him, you know, replicating last week are pretty slim.
Yeah.
So. You know, if it's a PPR, well, then you have an argument. You might be able to slide him in somewhere. If you're getting a 1 point per reception, and, you know, even if he goes for, you know, 8 catches for, you know, 79 yards, that's solid production in a PPR format. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but if it's standard, I'm not starting him over those three guys.
All right, another emailer, Alexandra from Worcester, Mass. Pick two wide receivers, Antonio Brown, Mike Wallace. Don't know why they have the teammates there. Hakeem Nicks, Julio Jones, Andre Johnson, Kenny Britt. Wow, we had to pick two of those guys. I wouldn't mind starting any of them other than maybe Kenny Britt.
So he's got – I'm going to go – well,
I think it's a she. I think it's Alexandra.
Okay. Yeah. Now, did I hear you correctly? You said the two Steelers.
Yes.
Nicks, yes. Julio.
Yes.
Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
And Kenny Britt.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Hakeem Nicks and Julio Jones.
Really? Even with Nicks a little banged up playing on Thursday night?
Good point. He was banged up last week, Bill, and he put up 199 receiving yards.
I know.
You know?
That's
my gut feeling right now. What do you got?
Gut feeling is Hakeem Nicks, huh?
Julio Jones is going to have two crappy weeks in a row, so I got Julio going and I got Nicks.
Yeah, Julio Jones taking on the Chargers. Andre Johnson going up against the Denver Broncos, who shut down Julio Jones last week, so I'm leaving Johnson on the bench. I might go Mike Wallace against Oakland. I can see him, like, going deep on a couple plays and Ben Roethlisberger just letting it rip. It's a non-PPR league, so that's why I'm sitting Brown. To me, it's between Hakeem Nicks and Mike Wallace. Julio Jones is in there. So it's close. Hit us up on Twitter on Thursday morning, at FFChamps, and we'll give you an update on Hakeem Nicks. Does that sound good?
Yeah. I think if he plays, Bill, I think he will. I'm going to go with him, man. I mean... Yeah, if it's not a PPR, that devalues him a little bit, But still, I mean, you can't deny what he just did last week. And even if he, you know, 90 yards and a touchdown this week seems reasonable to me for Hakeem. So I'm going to go with him and Julio.
All right. What do you say we get into our player rankings for week two, kind of help everyone out there that has these lineup questions? And, of course, you can email us in, webradio@patriots.com. Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And if you're listening to the podcast, hit us up on Twitter later in the week at FFChamps. Todd, let's start it off with quarterbacks. Want to do quarterbacks first?
Absolutely. Well, how do you want to do this, Bill? Do we want to just identify the studs first and get them out of the way?
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds like a good idea.
How about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Kevin always chiming in. We got so Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. We're still trusting Brady, right?
Yeah, you got to leave Brady in.
Even against the Ravens?
Yes.
Okay. Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, Matt Ryan, who's kind of a new addition to this elite group. We're putting them all in. Start your studs. It's one of the Ten Commandments of fantasy football, winning fantasy football at ffchamps.com. So those are the studs. Who can we expect some big names or big games from some other guys out there, Bill?
All right. I'm going to give you three guys. Cam Newton versus the Giants.
Yep.
Tony Romo versus the Bucs, who the Buccaneers just gave up 510 passing yards. So you better have all your Cowboys in your lineup this week. And then RG3 versus the Bengals. I think all those guys are either hot. Tony Romo, not so hot in week two. Big bounce back performance in week three.
Can't disagree with you on any of those picks. Who are you thinking twice about, though, Bill, at the quarterback position?
Some of these names might shock you. Peyton Manning versus the Texans. Three interceptions against the Falcons on week two, Monday Night Football. The Texans have the second-best defense in the league in terms of stopping the pass. Now, remember, they did play the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars, not exactly the epitome of passing success in the NFL. However, Peyton Manning, you know, looked a little shell-shocked against the Falcons. I think he may look the same way.
Well, and think about it, too, Bill. I mean, if you drafted Peyton Manning, you probably got him as, like, the ninth or tenth quarterback off the board in your draft.
Right.
And if you did that, and I didn't go in that direction in any of my leagues, by the way. I avoided Manning. But if you did that, you probably backed that up with another quarterback pick relatively soon after, whether it was a Cutler or maybe a Big Ben or maybe one of the rookies, RG3 or Luck. So if you did that, you're probably going to try to start the other quarterback this week instead of Peyton Manning. I agree with you there. Joe Flacco versus the Patriots, Bill. I mean, Flacco came back to earth. I wasn't surprised by that at all. So I think I agree with you on that one. The Patriots defense still looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, suddenly I'm not so wacko for Flacco anymore.
Yeah. Well, and then Matt Schaub, and we've kind of been bashing him in a fantasy sense. We've been bashing him today. I mean, he's just not.
Yeah, we have been.
I don't know what. Poor
he's
Matt
been
Schaub.
Hammering.
What
now
did
I
he
think
do?
About it?
What did he do to deserve this, guys?
He's been hammering him.
Again, Bill, the Texans are an excellent team. One of the Super Bowl favorites right now.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with that. Matt Schaub could lead them deep into the playoffs. I'm not denying that at all. Fantasy-wise, not liking him so much right now.
Yeah.
Even against the Broncos, you know, he'll have his moments this year, you know, but I can't see him producing at a high level on a consistent basis. So I agree with you on those guys to think twice about. Now let's move over to the wide receivers, the divas of the NFL.
Yeah, that's right.
We got the studs that we all know about, Megatron, Julio Jones, despite the bad outing on Monday night.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll bounce back. Roddy White looked great Monday night. He's another guy. Brandon Marshall, we expect to bounce back from him as well. So put those guys in your lineups. Don't think twice about it.
Right.
Who are some of the some of the lower-level guys that could have big games this week, Bill?
All right, another three. I'll give you another triple set here. Stevie Johnson versus the Browns. Brandon Lloyd versus the Ravens, and Marquise Colson versus the Chiefs. Make sure all those guys are in your lineups. I'm expecting top 10 performances from all three of them.
Really?
Yeah, got to be bold. Be bold or go home.
All right. How about some of those guys to think twice about at the wide receiver position?
I got Hakeem Nicks on the list. Short week. He's injured versus the Panthers despite that 199-yard performance in week two.
But, Bill, I'll stop you right there.
What?
Let's say you're watching the pregame, okay,
yeah,
and he's out there warming up, and he's going to play.
You got to put him in.
You got to put him in, right?
You got to put him in.
So this is a classic, you know, the classic injury thing. The beautiful thing about it is, though, is that, you know, we're going to know because it's a Thursday night game. So you're going to know in plenty of time to set your lineups. So it's not going to be some surprise, you know?
Right, right.
It's not like – I'm sorry. It's not like the Antonio Gates situation, which we haven't even touched on yet, which burned a lot of fantasy owners last week because he had a 4 o'clock, you know, West Coast start time. And you had to make your decision on the tight end before the 1 o'clocker started, you know?
Right.
I mean, here you've got Knicks in the first game of the week, and there are going to be cameras all over the place on the field. You're going to know an hour before or half hour before the game, definitely, whether he's playing or not.
I just want to say that if it was a Sunday game, I would tell everyone to start Hakeem Nicks. Don't worry, he's not going to practice all week, but he will play on Sunday. But because it's only 4 days after the game against the Bucks in week two, and he did come up hobbled on a few catches late in the game, that's why I'm a little cautious just for this week. It's because of that Thursday night game. Thursday night games are a blessing. Like you said, you know the players are going to play. But it's also a little bit of a nightmare because you don't want to make the wrong move. Like Brandon Marshall last week killed you all weekend, and then you had nightmares about him on Friday and Saturday night heading into Sunday thinking Jay Cutler's throwing another interception, and you don't know what to do, and you're down by 40 points because your opponent had the Packers defense and you had Brandon Marshall and you were expecting a big performance. I mean, does that sound like a hit close to home?
Yeah, but no, I look at it the other way, though, man. It's like Brandon Marshall's a no-brainer. We just said you're going to start him no matter what. So if he has a bad Thursday night game, it gives you time to adjust. You might actually change your lineup. It gives you a couple days to think about it. You might play more of a boom or bust type wide receiver you might need to make up some points. So I actually like that. I like knowing where I stand from the Thursday night guys heading into Sunday. So I kind of look at it from that perspective. Couple other guys, Bill, that you have listed here to think twice about the wide receiver position. Andre Johnson against the Broncos, mm-hmm. right? And the reason for that was that they shut down Julio the other night. Correct?
Yeah, big time.
And then you're also worried about the Broncos wide receivers against the Texans, which we've kind of documented well.
Same reason, yep. I'm worried about Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. I mean, Texans are number two against the pass, so you know, look for Willis McGahee to have a good game. I think Eric Decker has, what, 9 receptions and just about 100 yards so far. He's one of our buy low candidates, but you might have to buy him even lower after week three because I don't expect a good performance from him this weekend.
Yeah, risky start. I mean, Demaryius Thomas has looked fantastic in my view.
He has through two weeks.
So
excellent.
I'll have to. I'm probably going to start him anyway. He's like maybe my third wide receiver in the leagues that I have him in.
Yeah.
I'll just lower my expectations, but I think I'm going to. I think I have to keep starting him. I don't have any other options behind him that are so much better that I've got to do it. So, what do you think, Bill? Running backs. All right.
Yep.
Let's move on to the running backs.
Okay.
The stud running backs, Arian Foster, Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, we all know those guys. C.J. Spiller has to be amongst them now, correct?
Yeah, he's a new kid on the block.
New kid on the block. Anybody else, you've just got to start, no-brainer.
Reggie Bush until he slows down.
Really?
Yeah, I'm leaving in Reggie against the Jets.
Wow. I don't...
You don't agree with that?
As it like a no-brainer?
I just think you have to ride him when he's hot.
I understand that.
You ride
it depends.
I mean,
it depends on the
hot.
Situation. If if you're starting him as an RB2 or an RB3, I can totally see it. But I don't know, man. He's burned me so many times over the years that I just don't trust him at all. I just don't trust the guy. We talked about that game possibly being a 16-10 type game. So I don't know, man. I don't see him going crazy. But if I have him as like my flex or my RB2 or 3, low end RB2 maybe. Then I would go with it. You think he's that red hot right now? I mean, he had some highlight reel runs. Take those runs away. Did he look good in the other, the other touches he had?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think Reggie Bush is really the only. The Dolphins have to move the ball a little bit, right?
They
a
don't have
bit,
to,
don't they? They have
no.
to a little bit.
Who do they have? I mean, other than Reggie Bush, who do they have that scares you?
Their offensive line is really freaking good.
Okay.
Like really good. Probably top 10 in the league.
All right. I mean, Tannehill, Devon Bess, I mean, who do they have on the outside that's going to scare you? Anthony Fasano?
I don't know. Hartline had 111 yards last week. Not bad.
Yeah, there you go. Hartline's a possession guy. Okay. Well, how about some of the other guys you expect big games from, Bill? You list a trio of guys here. Who are the guys you like?
DeMarco Murray from the is playing against the Bucs. Think he has yet to really break out. We saw like 130 yard performance from him in week one, but he hasn't gotten in the end zone yet, right? Did he score in week two? I don't think he scored yet. So I'm waiting for DeMarco Murray to break out, and I hope he does it against the Bucs. And that same game, I have Doug Martin against the Cowboys. Marshawn Lynch ran all over Dallas last week. I think Doug Martin, the rookie for the Bucs, who we love on this show, can do the same thing.
Yeah, DeMarco Murray's yet to hit the end zone, yet to hit pay dirt.
Yeah, that kind of kills me because I drafted him in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, he had four receptions for 31 yards last week. So if you're in a PPR, he, you know, he helped you out. But yeah, he hasn't scored yet. Who else do you have? How about the diminutive one, Darren Sproles? You like him against the Chiefs?
Darren Sproles is my favorite fantasy football player in the entire league. I don't know why people won't draft him like a top five receiver or a top five running back. Even though he hasn't gotten any touches yet this year, any carries, he still is like a top five running back in terms of fantasy football points when you're in a PPR league, because all he does is catch the football and score touchdowns. And I don't care if he doesn't get any carries. Give the rock to Pierre Thomas. Hand the ball off to Mark Ingram on the goal line. Darren Sproles is still going to get his, and that's why I love him.
Yeah, I mean, even in a non-PPR, Bill, in the first 2 weeks, 10 and 13 points in a non-PPR.
Yeah, right, in a non-PPR.
Right. If you are in a full PPR with zero rushing attempts, now you're talking about 15 and 26 fantasy points.
He had 128 receiving yards last week. 128. Yep. He's a running back.
He had 14 targets, 13 receptions, 128 yards.
He is exactly – he's the perfect fit for that New Orleans Saints offense. When they drafted Reggie Bush, everyone thought it was going to be him. Reggie Bush went to the Miami Dolphins. Now Darren Sproles, they brought him in last year. He is a perfect, perfect fit for what the Saints do on offense. And I love drafting him on all my leagues because he's consistent. You know we're going to get out of him. And that's a ton of targets. All my leagues are PPR leagues. He's just phenomenal. Phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about him.
Who are some of the running backs that you're thinking twice about this week, Bill?
That San Francisco 49ers defense really scares me, man. They are some nasty bunch of guys. They like to hit hard. They don't like to give up any inches on the, in the running game. They don't give up a lot of yards. You know, I'm a little nervous about Adrian Peterson this week because of it.
Oh, rightly so. I mean, again, I think the Texans and the Niners are the two defenses to be worried about in the NFL right now. So,
yeah,
I agree with you there. I mean, Peterson looked great in the opener last week. What was your takeaway from last week? He had 16 attempts, 60 yards, 20 yards receiving. He didn't hit the end zone, which is the problem. So,
yeah, and that's what scares me a little bit. If he's not going to get a lot of yards. The 49ers, plain and simple, they just don't give up a lot of yards. But if he gets into the end zone, you know, that can kind of save his day. So are you really banking on Adrian Peterson getting into the end zone against the 49ers? I'm not. No way.
Yeah. Two other guys we've talked about the whole show, Chris Johnson, Darren McFadden. Johnson goes up against the Lions, and McFadden, Run-DMC, goes against the Steelers. Those are two guys to think twice about, and I think that's pretty much a no-brainer.
Both of those defenses that they're going up against are really successful when it comes to stopping the rushing attack of their opposing teams. Darren McFadden, man, what a letdown. 13 receptions in week one, 2 receptions in week two. If he's going on that trend, he'll have like negative 8 receptions in week 3. So that's something to look forward to. Negative 8 receptions for Run-DMC.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot of owners, Bill. There's going to be a lot of tweets coming into FF Champs this week asking about Chris Johnson, whether to bench him or not.
I know, and that's fine. I have no problem telling people that they can bench him this week.
It depends. I mean, it depends on your other options. But, I mean, I think I agree with you. I think I'm ready to really seriously consider benching him, depending on who else you have on your roster.
If someone's going to come in and say, I have Knowshon Moreno and Kendall Hunter, I'm going to tell you to start Chris Johnson. But if it's between, like, Trent Richardson, Willis McGahee, and Chris Johnson, I'll tell you to start Trent and McGahee. Make sense?
Makes sense. Perfect sense.
Okay.
I'm not ready. I'm much more worried about Chris Johnson from a season-long perspective than I am Run-DMC. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
I just think that McFadden, it's going to come together. If he can stay healthy, and that's the big if, right? You know, and that's the one problem with him. But if he can stay healthy, I think he comes around. Chris Johnson, he's such a knucklehead. He's already spouting his mouth off. He has the money and the contract. There's a lot of things to worry about. And we talked about this in the preseason. But it was kind of like, the problem was, Bill, in the preseason, he actually looked pretty good. Correct?
Yeah, and that was the problem. That's why we suggested to people that you should take him, because he had really solid preseason performances. You know, last year the whole thing was he was holding out and he wasn't conditioned. Well, he didn't have that excuse this year. No. He looked healthy. He looked productive. The Titans offensive line was supposed to be pretty good. Turns out they're not. And sometimes you get burned, and sometimes you get rewarded. It seems like right now, if you drafted Chris Johnson, you're getting burned.
I totally agree. All right, let's move away from those two guys. Let's go to the tight end position.
Hold on. Before we move away from Chris Johnson, from now on this show, until he has over 50 yards, I'm setting the bar very low, 50 yards, no one can refer to him as Chris Johnson or CJ2K. I don't want to hear it anymore, all right? It's either CJ No K or the player formerly known as Chris Johnson. Okay? Does that sound good?
Maybe we could just do what Prince did and create a symbol.
Yeah, but how are you going to display that over the radio, Todd? You know, this is an audio show.
It would just be like a moment of silence whenever we're talking about him.
Moment of silence for Chris Johnson? No, that's not nice.
I like CJ Noke. I'm gonna roll with
CJ Noke. Yeah.
All right. Until he gets over 50 yards, then we're gonna go with CJ Noke.
50 yards. I mean, the minimum is very, very low. I'm trying to help him out here. 50 yards. You can't get 50 yards.
Yeah. I mean. It's mind-boggling. It really is.
That was a big sigh of frustration, and I hear you. I think a lot of fantasy managers.
I've only got him in one league, so I should be thankful for that. Actually, when we talk about Run DMC and Chris Johnson, all the leagues I'm in, I only have them on one league, and that's CJ Noke. So
yeah.
It could be worse. It could be worse. But still, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
All right, let's quickly go over to tight ends here because we got some more emails. To go through.
Sure. Well, the studs, I mean, I think we all agree that the three studs right now, Jimmy Graham and Gronk, of course. Yep. Vernon Davis, a new addition to the list, and rightly so. He's looking like he's picking up where he left off in the playoffs last year, Bill.
Mismatch anywhere on the field, probably the fastest guy the San Francisco 49ers have on their roster. Plain and simple, he gets the ball and he makes things happen.
Who are you expecting big games from this week?
Brandon Pettigrew versus the Titans, really like him. Matthew Stafford didn't have a good game against the Niners, think he bounces back against Tennessee. Brent Celek versus the Arizona Cardinals, we saw what Gronk did against against Arizona in week two, think Celek can keep his hot performance going in week three. And how about Owen Daniels versus the Broncos? You know, we didn't like Andre Johnson too much, but we do like Owen Daniels versus the Broncos. Tony Gonzalez had a really good game against Denver on Monday night.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Tony Gonzalez, by the way, I don't want to get off subject too much, but one of these years he's going to fall off the face of the earth, right?
I don't know if he just passed Jerry Rice. He might be like two receptions short of the all-time reception list.
It's incredible.
He's a tight end. I think he might be passing Jerry Rice pretty soon in the next game. I think he's like two short.
It really is amazing. I mean,
yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, he keeps on rolling, man. But getting back to Owen Daniels, you know, a nice number of targets, 8 targets in week 1, 9 targets in week 2.
Yep.
He hasn't hit the end zone yet, but he's putting up some fantasy points. It's a matter of time before he gets his touchdown. So I agree with you. I like Owen Daniels as kind of a low-end tight end this week.
Yeah, if you're dealing with the Hernandez injury, Daniels might be a guy you have to plug in.
Right. Who are the fantasy tight ends that you're not so sure about?
All right, real quick. Jermichael Finley from the Green Bay Packers going up against the Seahawks.
Right.
Greg Olsen versus the Giants on Thursday Night Football, and then Jermaine Gresham against the Redskins. I'm leaving all those guys on my bench.
Interesting mix because, Bill, Jermichael Finley, you were never high on this preseason.
Was not. And
overrated,
not.
Right. Kind of going off of name recognition. And, you know, he did okay in the opening game against the Niners, 11 targets, 7 receptions, a touchdown. Right. Last week, non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, though, Greg Olsen, we were kind of high on as a sleeper. And he's kind of disappointed so far.
Big time. One reception for 13 yards in week two.
Yeah, that's
He's got to wake up before I put him in my roster again, my
totally
lineup.
Agree. Yeah. Totally agree. Who else you got? Anybody else?
Yeah, Jermaine Gresham was the third guy.
Jermaine Gresham.
The reason why he's on this list is because the other wide receivers have been playing so well. Armon Bins and Andrew Hawkins have been doing so. One of the reasons why I like Gresham so much was I didn't think the Bengals had a true number two wide receiver. So I thought Dalton would have to target him a lot. But that's not the case anymore. Andrew Hawkins stepped up and so did Bins. So that lowers Gresham's productivity.
Yeah, I don't have. Do you have Gresham in any of your leagues? I don't have him in any of my leagues.
I have him in one league. It's my Dynasty League, and I actually picked up Martellus Bennett this offseason. I've been using him every week.
Yeah, I don't have him, so I don't have to, you know.
You don't got
to
worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it. But yeah, you're right. I'm looking at his stats. 7 for the season, 7 catches, 67 yards. That's pretty blah.
Yeah, very blah.
So, All right.
Well. All right, Todd, let's get into some emails. I want to quickly help out our few remaining emailers that hit us up, webradio@patriots.com. You can also send us some tweets throughout the week, at FFChamps. We got DTB in Monterey. He's wondering if he should play Brandon LaFell or should he wait until Sunday and risk the injury status with Pierre Garçon.
Ooh.
That's a close one.
Pierre Garçon. You know, man, that's a tough one. Now we're flip-flopping it around, right? We talked about the situation with Hakeem Nicks being injured on the Thursday night game and how you would know right before the game time make your decision. Well, now it's flipping the phase a little bit. You know what? I'm going to go with Brandon LaFell.
Do you agree or no? Right now in my rankings, I have LaFell over Garçon, but that's mostly because I don't know if Garçon's going to play yet.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, if we find out before Thursday night that Garçon looks like he's going to play and it looks really, really good that he's going to play, I'm going with Garçon. He's too much of a big play threat. RG3 has proven over and over again. I mean, he threw another bomb to Hankerson the other day. He can throw that deep ball. That's what Garçon's all about. But
it's beautiful.
On Thursday night, if there's no injury status update, we aren't real sure what's going to happen, play with the safe play with LaFell. I think the Panthers are going to move the ball on the Giants. Look at the Giants' defense, Bill.
Their secondary is among the worst in the league. I think, you know what, now that you're saying it, Todd, more and more, it's really resonating in my head. Go with LaFell. Don't even look back. Go with LaFell. He's going to have a big game against the Giants. Their secondary is awful.
I just don't want to risk the zero. If that's truly his choice, if it's one or the other, I'm just going to go with LaFell on Thursday night and kick back and enjoy it. Watch your guy on Thursday night. And, you know, Garçon might not play anyway on Sunday, so you'll be all set.
I don't know what is going on with the emails today, but we have another emailer from Europe. I think that Denmark's in Europe, right?
Which probably means you're going to mispronounce the destination.
Denmark. It just says Denmark. Denmark. But Denmark and Norway are both in Europe, correct? Like, I'm not that dumb.
Keep going. All right. We're on a roll.
He's got Hernandez and Aaron. Aaron Hernandez, Brandon Pettigrew. Obviously, Hernandez not playing this week. Yep. Should he start Pettigrew or get Celek from the waiver wire? I'm fine with Pettigrew. He's a top five tight end in the league.
Don't overthink it. Pettigrew had, I believe he had it was almost exactly the same number of targets as Gronk last year. Now, he didn't have nearly the amount of receptions or yards or touchdowns, but he's a frequent target of Matt Stafford. There's no problem with Pettigrew. Go with Pettigrew.
All right, another email from Ethan H. He is getting offered a trade, MJD, for, oh my God, Doug Martin, Brandon Lloyd, and Willis McGahee. Make the trade or not, Todd.
What? So he has MJD, and this guy's willing to give him those three players?
Yeah.
Do
guy
it.
Guy wants me to trade MJD for Doug Martin, Brandon Lloyd, and McGahee. Absolutely. Pull the trigger. Make that deal.
Ah, totally.
Go home and buy him flowers because he just gave you a really big gift.
That's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
I don't even have anything to say about that. I'm speechless.
Sticking with the emails here, a couple more minutes before we wrap up the show. Jeff says, I think I heard you guys mention Eli Manning playing the Texans. No, that was Peyton Manning. Might have misheard, but they're playing the Panthers. Yeah, thanks. Same analysis. Backup Alex Smith. Do I start him? No, you did not hear us correctly. We said Peyton Manning. We said Peyton Manning is playing the Texans. Not we may have said Manning, right, I guess?
We may have said Edelman.
Edelman.
You never know what you're going to hear on this show, Bill.
You don't.
You never know.
Geography lessons.
So what's his question? Does he have a question, or does he want to point that out?
Yes, the question is Eli Manning or Alex Smith?
Eli Manning.
Alex Smith looks good, but he's kind of like in that Matt Schaub realm where they do a good job, they don't turn the ball over, and their team wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard-nosed defensive team. I think Alex Smith, I'd put him above Matt Schaub on my rankings for the rest of the season. Rest of the way, but I agree. They're in the same type of area. And I'm looking at the rest of the way rankings on FFChamps.com right now. Alex Smith is number 14. And, geez, where is Mr. Schaub? 17.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, that's like you said, they're kind of in that same area.
All right, let's finish up the show with a Patriots emailer. Joe in Michigan has Aaron Hernandez. Is Kellen Winslow a good replacement while Hernandez is out? We don't know what to make of Winslow yet, do we, Todd?
Well, it's an interesting name, and it's kind of good for the Patriots that he's out there. I mean, it's a great guy to just to grab and throw in there. He's experienced. He's a little bit athletic. He's long in the tooth. I think he's a fine fill-in. Now, fantasy-wise, Bill, we talked about this earlier in the show. There's got to be four or five available tight ends in almost every league that are probably going to produce around the same as Winslow, I would think, right?
Right.
And those guys all have a track record with their team, unlike Winslow. So, you know, we rattled off some of these guys before, you know, Kyle Rudolph, Brent Celek, Dennis Pitta, these type of guys, Owen Daniels. I would put all these guys right now above Winslow this week until we wait and see with Winslow. Who knows how he's going to be integrated into the offense.
Two things worth noting about Kellen Winslow. One, hasn't missed a game since 2008. Everyone thinks he's this big injury risk. Played in 16 games in 2011, 16 games in 2010, 16 games in 2009. And 2011, the second thing to note, 75 receptions for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year. So he's still producing.
Yeah, again, it's they're very fortunate that he's available.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be productive. And that's all great. However, again, in most leagues, there are plenty of other tight ends available. So don't go too crazy with Winslow.
Right.
Hey, he might prove me wrong. Maybe he'll go in and produce just like Aaron Hernandez right out of the gate. And if that happens, again, shame on me. But right now, I would put those other guys ahead of him on the waiver wire list.
All right, we had an excellent show today. We want to give a big thank you to our producer, Kevin Collins. Kevin, great job as always, answering the phones, doing everything you do, playing the sound bites. Clap it up for Kevin. Kevin, good job. I'm clapping in my my studio right now. There you go. There's the clap for Kevin. Todd DeVries, Bill Enner, we had a blast helping you guys out with your fantasy football advice and lineups today. Best of luck in week three. Don't forget, if you're listening to the podcast, hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. The rest of the week, we'll bring you more fantasy football advice on our Thursday show, Football Nation. We'll go over more of the NFL, but we'll do a fantasy segment. Todd, anything else before we say goodbye?
Not much, my man. Again, rest in peace, Steve Sable, true pioneer of the NFL.
There you go. Steve Sable will certainly look forward to all the highlights and things that he has done for NFL films over the years. Stay tuned for the NFL Network. All week, they'll be showing some highlights of him. But again, best of luck in week three, and may the FF Champs be with you. Thanks for tuning in to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Clear.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 megabits per second available.